Going back to 2003, the culture handed over about half of this wood to the local community. And with the cooperation of the Tidy Towns, who put up half of the money at that time, there was lovely walkways put through that wood. And you can go the long route, which be a kilometre, maybe, or the long route's 2 kilometres, and the shorter route's maybe a kilometre, picnic areas, and it's an absolutely a great facility for the people of this area. And now by doing this, they might as well close the gates, because to have a structure of that size in such a beautiful area, it's really defeating the purpose. For myself, it started off really as a health issue, because so uncertain about this 5G, but there's other people have the concerns about the woodland as well.
What next then, John? Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you could argue that the planning process has been exhausted. You know, once on Ball Planala, give it the okay, that's that. Unless you take something to the High Court, which would be incredibly expensive. So what is next, John? Do you see from the Remelton Action Group's perspective, we'll have this public meeting, but then what? Yeah.
Well, I would like to see culture coming on board and making it compulsory for them to take that mast to one or both of the other two sites. There is a way around it. And if this goes up and here in this wood, it's here to stay. Like, when we have the alternative sites, this is the maddening thing. Why not use them?